His name, bless his holy name.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord is in his holy temple. I'm glad to be a part of the service today.
Amen. Thank you,
Oh,
God.
my
Amen.
goodness. Well, this is another
Glory be
day
to
the Lord
God.
has made. So let us rejoice and be glad that we're a part of his day.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Today,
God.
better than yesterday, but
Glory be to
God and
God.
glory to bring you on in today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God is wonderful.
Yes,
Amen.
He is.
Merciful, his kindness, his presence. He is
Yes.
the giver of all good and perfect gifts.
Yes,
Yes.
sir.
Keeper and sustainer of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Thankful to God
Thank
for this
you, God.
opportunity to be in this service one more time.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank
God.
you.
And we're going to move on into the service, but we give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost
Yes.
to all of you in Zoom land.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
you, Lord.
We are here together.
Yes.
And even though we're in our various
My Lord.
wherever, but we're still together.
Amen.
Praise God. God is wonderful. I know how he can make things possible. We think we did it,
Yes,
but
sir.
God.
Tell it,
God
Pastor.
did. God did.
He just used us to what to get done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing is done without him.
Amen.
Amen. Power knowledge or wisdom or anything is out of God. But without him, it doesn't exist.
Amen.
It
That's
will
good.
not happen.
Yes,
Praise
yes, yes.
God for the opportunity. Back to the book of Romans, chapter 12 again. Continuation from the last time we were here in Zoom. That's Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
I beseech ye, brethren. Praise God.
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Over there. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brother, you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
Living sacrifice.
holy, acceptable unto God,
Which is
which
your
is your
God.
reasonable service.
Amen.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed
Yes, I know.
by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, you've got to be transformed, part B.
Amen.
You've got to be transformed by B. We trying to serve God
My Lord.
and we're trying to do it in two different ways. We're trying to serve him his way and we want to add our way in there too. But in order for you to stay on track what God will have you to do and the way he will have you to do it, you've
Yes.
got to be transformed.
All right.
Not just changed, but transformed. Okay? We say we change. And change can cover a whole lot of territory. You can change things from one room to another,
My Lord.
change clothes, change this and change that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Move this and move that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
We can change clothes 5-10 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not transforming you, still that same person.
Amen.
To change things around us or in our balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what most of us have done in trying to do the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor.
We change things about us, but we don't change ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We change some things that we do, but we still have the same attitude.
Tell it. Amen.
Same mind and,
yes.
and that we have when we won't with God.
Uh-huh.
But thought we were with God.
Mm-hmm.
Change is good.
Mm-hmm.
But tell it. It ain't going to work for you until you get transformed.
All right.
Amen.
So, our problem is we got to be transformed.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Not just
change.
Not just change some of the things we used to do.
Amen.
Something that I used to do, I don't do no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I changed the way I talk. I changed the way I look. I changed the way I done this. And I changed that. Changed the ways. Do you know what you're saying? You change the ways.
And change your past. Amen.
Say you change yourself.
Amen. Amen.
But this scripture says that you've got to be transformed.
Amen.
Yes.
And you can't transform things just by changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got to become a new individual.
Amen.
Okay. The car that we have out there called Transformers. Those toys. That they can be an automobile. But when it transforms, it wanna be maybe a man or
hello.
A truck from a car. A plane could be going to be a plane or a missile. Okay. The whole thing is transformed not to look like it used to look,
amen.
Not to be like it looked to be, and not to act like it ought to do. You got to be changed from what you used to be.
Tell it.
Mm-hmm.
And move on into what God wants us to be.
Amen.
And so in order to do that, we got to present these bodies.
Amen.
As a living sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
One that God would accept.
Mm-hmm.
Holy unto him.
Yes, right.
Okay. Not to yourself.
Amen.
But unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because we want to make everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
I got this and I done this and I. Mm-hmm. Look what the Lord has done for you and he hadn't complained not one time.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't get tired of it, even though we say he get tired.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It was that God is getting tired of you doing this and tired of you doing that. God doesn't get tired.
Preacher, Pastor. Amen.
God is life, his energy.
Yes, he is.
He never get tired. He never get weary. He never get
tired. Amen. Yes.
He never
yes, God. Yes, God.
He don't get angry with you and knock you out of yonder city field.
uh-huh. Amen.
He'll take you and use you even in your badness.
Tell it, Pastor. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Because God is God.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
He does not change.
Amen.
He will not change.
Mm-hmm.
He shall not change. He will be God forevermore.
Amen.
And he was God in the beginning. He's God now. And we got him. Whatever long the world continues to last.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
because
sir.
If he's gotten tired with them, he's been knocked us all out of existence. And he created everything.
God, I thank
yes,
you.
He did.
And, Lord, I thank you.
And so, enough for us to stay in his will, we got to deny ourselves.
Amen. Yeah.
Take up the cross and follow him.
Amen.
And not the way you want to go.
That's true.
When you want to go. How you want to go.
Amen.
But you got to follow him on a day-to-day basis.
Teach it,
Amen.
Pastor. Teach
hour to hour.
Amen.
Minute to minute. Second to second. He wants you totally.
My Lord.
Totally. He wants you to be his.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
24/7.
Yes.
Because he made you to glorify him.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. And so we got to keep that in mind.
That's true.
And glorify God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All the time. Not glorify yourself.
Tell it.
Uh-huh.
You should be getting your pleasure out and knowing that you glorifying God.
Uh-huh.
You're making you think that you're grateful for what he continued to do for you.
Amen.
And allow you
thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Through him. Because we can do nothing apart from him.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're not just being changed.
My Lord.
We want to be totally transformed from one thing to another.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. We will change or transform from a sinner to a person saved by grace.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord.
With our way we do things. We now do it in God's perspective, not in our perspective.
Amen.
That's right.
We've been doing what we want to do ever since we've been born.
Amen. Amen.
And God wants you to make a new start in life.
That's right.
Make it with him.
Amen.
Okay. Use him for your glory and for your joy.
That's right.
And your peace. And then you won't try to be doing things like the world.
Amen.
Yes.
We say we change.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because we say we're saved. Okay. We have died from sin. And since we have died from sin, we don't do those things anymore.
That's right.
Okay. But we got to know that we got to have a new mind.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't be transformed without having a new mind.
Tell it.
That's true.
You can't do the little works of God that he wants us to do with the same old attitude that you had before you got saved. Okay. You got to change the way that you feel about things.
Amen.
Yes.
Allow God to come into the picture. And be your leader, be your guide,
yes,
be your comforter, be your peace, your joy, your strength. You got to have God in your life for all of that, and he won't come in until you get transformed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he's there, still knocking at the door. And want you to come and don't leave me standing out on the porch.
My Lord.
Open your door and invite me in, God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It ain't just enough to have him, God in the house. You need a God to end and have a man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Because we can't do nothing with that physical man.
Amen.
And he's going to take over anyway.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we have God there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll keep everything in its perspective.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus.
So the word said,
hallelujah.
I request of you, brothers.
Yeah.
I'm urging you, sisters, in view of God's mercy, you need to, while his mercy is lingering in your life, allow this to happen.
Yes, sir.
Give God your body.
Amen.
While it is alive and able to do things for him.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't wait till you be dying and do it. But even though he still will accept you, even when you're dying and you make that confession.
My Lord.
To be something for him while you can.
Amen.
Yeah.
He wants you to get somebody else you witness to. Somebody else you stay was able to see God in your life through. And he wants to do it while you are able to get about.
Amen.
That's right.
You're able to talk to others, be a witness to him. Okay? So he presents our bodies as a living sacrifice.
Sacrifice, that's true.
Holy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And acceptable unto God. So you must try to do what things God will be pleased with.
Amen.
Okay, not what you are pleased with.
Uh-huh.
You're not living to you. You're living for God.
Living for God.
Because Paul says that for me to live, God or Christ.
That's right.
But for me to die is for my gain.
Uh-huh.
So while you're living here, you're supposed to be exemplifying Jesus in your daily walk and talk.
Yes.
And your actions that you do. So present these bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Acceptable unto God.
Uh-huh.
Which is your reasonable service.
Yes, my Lord. Okay.
So we shouldn't be complaining about how you're feeling today. Thank God how he's taking you through whatever it is.
Amen.
It's a mental thing, physical thing. Okay. He is to be given thanks.
Amen.
Everything and there are things.
Yes.
Give God thanks.
Okay.
But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us. So we got to stop complaining and start thanking God for how he's taking us through things.
Hallelujah.
Find the good in everything and thank God for it.
Yeah, the pastor.
Yeah. The pain, but thank God for taking us through the pain.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The scripture said, in all things, it didn't say for all things.
Uh-huh.
But it says, in all things.
All things. Yes.
It's letting you know that you're going to go through something.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. Right?
And it may be on a daily basis.
Tell it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're going to go through something, even though it might be all day long that day.
That's true.
All day
That's
long true. That month.
Yeah.
All day long that year.
Mm-hmm.
What the thing is, you are going through.
Amen.
Amen.
He said you were held up in that.
Tell it.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't say you had lost a battle, but you're going through it. God is taking you through it.
Yes.
He's making you ready for the kingdom.
Amen.
Glory.
You don't know what you need, but he does.
Oh, yes.
He knows what it's going to take to get you from glory, heaven to glory. And if you don't do what it says do, you won't be able to get there because he is the only way to get there.
Amen. All right.
Check your ticket. And see if your ticket say have a bound.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it said, so he said, don't be like the world.
Tell it.
Amen. We still want to serve God being like the world.
Amen.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Lord,
amen.
You got to be transformed so you want to be doing the things that the world's doing.
Amen.
Yes,
you want to be doing things that they can know a difference and take a place in your life.
Lord,
you're not that same person you were yesterday.
Amen.
That's right.
You're a new person today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
A new person in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't be conformed to the things of the world.
Help us, Lord.
That's true.
Okay? Stop wanting what the world got.
All right, now.
Okay. You had it all your life, now you put it in, and now you say you give your life to Christ.
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
If you gave your life to Christ, you ain't gonna have it any longer.
Amen.
So you gave it away.
Amen.
All right. So it's like you giving me a car, but you keep it in your yard. Okay. And I can't get my car because you got it. Right. So you got to know that you made that change for God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Be transformed. And the only way we can get transformed, the scripture is saying, you got to have a new mind.
That's right.
Okay. You can't have an old mind.
Tell it.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You got to, in other words, you got to start doing things your way.
Amen.
Your way.
And do it God's way.
Amen.
Okay. Your way is not a good way.
Amen.
Because the Proverbs say there is a way.
Yes, right.
Seen right unto man. But the way thereof, the end thereof is discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can't go your way. Your way is going to lead to death.
Amen.
That's right.
You got to go God's way.
Yes.
Okay.
So Amen.
Have that old man, the old mind, says, I can't do this.
Damn.
That's right.
But the new man said, I can.
Amen.
I can. Yeah.
Yes.
That man that's been transformed can do
all things.
Through Christ.
Through
Christ. Been transformed.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all things.
Yeah.
You don't be saying, I can't take no more of this.
Preach it, Pastor.
I'm tired of them. I'm fed up with them. Next time, I'm going to give them peace of my mind.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Okay. That's the old man.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. You've been transformed from that kind of man to a man who can do all things.
Jesus.
Suffer all things in Christ.
Yeah, we don't want to suffer, Pastor.
I can do this. I'm willing to sacrifice for Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the new man, that one that's been transformed.
Amen.
We don't think evil of one another. We don't see no evil of one another. Amen. We don't do those things.
Help us, Lord.
We just see a way that we need to love them and show them love.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. We're not even easily provoked.
Tell it.
Jesus.
We're not puffed up.
Okay.
We are people that are looking to give God some glory.
Amen.
Okay. And not for us to come out shining.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. And we want the God to shine in our lives.
Yes, God.
So that somebody on the other side
can see,
see him.
He's good
for us and glorify God by giving themselves to God himself.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. So we got to have a new mind.
Tell it.
Okay. We got to think I can and not I can't.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think I can and not I won't.
Okay.
I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that.
Yeah, Pastor. Amen.
That's the old man.
Amen.
Did God get tired of doing things for you?
No.
Lord help us.
Yes, sir. If
he's tired of doing things for you, you out of here.
Glory, glory.
All right. So you got to think of you doing things for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You're no longer yours. You're his. And he can do with you what he wants to do.
Yes, he can. Yes.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
The word says he was a perfect and upright man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who did no evil. He eschewed evil. Okay. But he embraced God's goodness. Okay. And he hadn't done nothing, but yet God allowed the enemy to come in.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But it's all for God's glory.
Yeah,
all
right. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Because God bragged on him.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
When the sons of God came together,
mm-hmm.
the word said the devil came also.
Amen.
All right.
He's in your house right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I ain't talking about the house you're sitting in.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about you.
Uh-huh.
You are the house of God.
All right.
Yes.
You are the temple of God.
Uh-huh.
And so the devil, he left you.
Sure.
The kid, he just went away for a day to come back with new group.
Uh-huh.
So it's so
he can go back and find another way to do things.
Try to get you.
Mm-hmm.
But the word said when they came together, the devil came also.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said, where are you? Who are you? Where are you coming, Satan?
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm
coming from going to and fro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up and down this earth.
Mm-hmm.
See, yes, I've been seeking your weak Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I'm looking for the one that changed but didn't transform.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
I've been seeking them. All right. I'm trying to find who I can divide.
All right.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Telling his job.
I'm going to give up.
Uh-huh.
And do things their way.
Amen.
That's right.
Who can I use to break the church up?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Who can I use to run the church down?
All right.
Who can I use that's going to change people's minds about being saved?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Who can I use? I've been looking for somebody to tear the church up.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All of the scatter here and there.
Preach it, Pastor.
Who
Preach
can
it.
I use? And Jesus said, have you not considered my servant Job?
Yes, my Lord.
A perfect and upright man.
Right, man. Upright man.
One that is sure evil.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he said, I thought about it.
Uh-huh.
You got the edge right.
But I can't get to it.
Amen.
But you got a head built all around.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
God said, I remove the heads.
Help us, Lord.
You can touch him.
Uh-huh.
All right, now you can touch everything he got.
They don't touch him.
So leave right. him alone.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he left and went back and killed his
children.
Livestock, kill his mm-hmm. food, kill yes. his things that he had.
Kill everything.
All right. He killed all of it. But Job mm-hmm. still gave him glory.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that happened to him, he gave mm-hmm. God
glory. Amen.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Tell somebody you can do it too.
You can do it
you
too.
You can do it too.
Do it too.
All right, you can be, but you got to be transformed.
Amen.
You got to be transformed.
And the way to be transformed is to change your mind of the way mm-hmm. you used to do things.
Amen.
My Lord.
Or the way you used to do, you didn't have God.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody you thought you had him.
You thought you had him.
But you didn't.
But you didn't.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Now, since you got God in your life, You can do these things.
Amen.
All right. So know that God wants you transform, and you got to do it with a new mind.
Tell it. Amen. That's
right. I can't do this without God.
Amen.
Amen.
Transform person, I can do this.
Yeah.
With God.
Amen.
That's right.
Before I was working on my own.
Yes.
Thought I had God, but I didn't. Now that I've been transformed by a new mind, I know that God can do these things through
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
I'm just an instrument.
Hell
it. In
God's hand.
Amen.
That he uses to get the glory.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
Okay.
So, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Okay. And it says that, for though the grace of be given unto me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to.
All right, now.
That's true.
We would want all glory and all fame and whatever else we want for ourselves.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't think nobody else is better than us.
Oh, no.
Okay. We Joe got it, I want it too. We want everything good somebody else got. We don't want we don't want to take the bad from you.
Amen.
You don't know what that person may have gone through to get what.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
You think you just want to go walk in there and pick it up and go on?
Amen.
But you ain't can't do all that. You got
Tell
to do something to get something.
Amen.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
All right. So we got to know that. Yeah. Present these bodies a living sacrifice. Okay. We are one member.
One body.
Have a many members. That's all in one body.
Amen.
Okay. Everybody are one through Christ.
All right, now. Mm-hmm.
One body.
One Amen. Body.
That's right.
And each of us are the many, many members that make up that one body. And he had placed us in the body.
Yes, sir.
According to how he wanted to be. And given us a mission to do in that body.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Somebody is working in a part of the heart.
That's right.
Somebody's a part of the mind, brain. Somebody's a part of the leg. Somebody's a part of the toe. But wherever you are in the body, it is an important position.
Tell it. Amen.
But God gave it to you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right. So whatever you're doing, be grateful to God.
Yes.
Part of the body.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Everybody want to be the eyes?
Can't be the eyes.
Can't do nothing but stand there and look.
That's true.
If the hand don't pay no food, you won't get done.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
You want water, you can't drink no water because you got no hands.
Yeah.
And you ain't got no mouth to get in, even if you can't have.
And so.
Okay. So you got to be willing to do what you want to do so that the whole body can benefit from it.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
So when one part hurts, the whole thing hurts.
Amen.
Brain. Everything.
And so don't think yourself to be more than what you are.
Amen. Thank
right.
you, Lord.
Okay. You ain't nothing but some dirt.
Amen.
All right, now.
Right.
Preach it, Pastor.
So thank you, too, better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't stand sitting next to me.
I know.
Okay. You ain't nothing but some dirt.
Amen.
Amen.
Might be a different color by day than dirt.
Amen.
Amen.
God has dealt with every man a measure of faith. Got the faith to do whatever it is that God has assigned your hand to do.
Amen.
You got the faith to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we got to stop thinking with the old mind.
Amen.
That's true.
Old mind said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
That's what the old mind said.
Tell the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
A new man has been transformed.
Yes.
From thinking negative, transform to think positive. You would think, transform from thinking evil to thinking good.
Thank you, Lord.
So whatever it is that you're doing, it may appeal to the eye that it's good, negative. It's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But God is meaning it for your good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to make it for your good.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But we know.
We know.
You know.
Yes, yes,
you may pretend you don't know.
Uh-huh.
But the word said you know. It says the
Amen.
Word
teach your pastor.
Uh-huh.
And the word said you know, and you and then you know.
Amen.
It does not matter how much you train, you don't know.
Amen.
That's true.
The word said you know, so the word is right.
Amen.
And you are wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. You are always wrong.
Amen.
That's right. You are.
Help us, Lord.
I'm right. No, you ain't right. You wrong. God is right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you might need to say, I know the word is right.
Yes,
I know I'm right.
Amen.
Okay, you ain't right. God is right.
All right, now.
Okay, and what God has said you can do it, you can do it.
Amen.
Does not matter how much you say you can't do it. God said you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to hold you to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you ought to think, not think high too much of yourself than you ought to think.
Amen.
Keep your mind sober.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't get high-headed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking you better than everybody else.
Amen.
Okay. Keep yourself a low esteem. Okay. God has given you that faith that you can do whatever you need to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your faith comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Through God, you will do these things.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Okay. Now, we said you had your many part bodies, many parts in one body, and that body is the body of Christ. Everyone member of one another.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We need one another.
Amen.
Okay. Having then the gift offering according to the grace that is given to us. Well, prophecy, let us prophesy. To the proportion of faith. Okay. Whatever God has given you to do, do it to the glory of God.
Yes.
Do it with the faith knowing that it is God.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I prophesy, I'm not going to over prophesy.
Tell it.
But prophesy what God gives you to prophesy. Whatever that gift he gave you, use it. Do it and stop trying to do other things.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Focus on what God has given you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever ministry he's put in your life.
Mm-hmm.
According to the proportion of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our ministers, ministers. He said, let us wait on our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't get ahead of it. Wait till he tell you it's time to do this and it's time to do that.
Amen.
Okay, don't, you can't make it come to pass.
Amen.
You can plant the seed.
Uh-huh.
But you can't make that seed grow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That it will come up in due time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Plant the seed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Throw some water on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the, all you can do.
Amen.
So you plant the seed. You're seed sowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
We got seed sowers.
We got we are seed sowers.
Not seed makers.
Not seed makers. Seed makers.
Okay. You don't make the seed. You can just sow the seed. God gives you the seed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And sow it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he gave you the word.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to sow it by witnessing to people.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we don't never, however, witness about things of God.
Amen.
We're too busy talking about Saturday song.
All right, now.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. We're too busy trying to put ourselves on the pedestal.
Right.
Amen.
Rather than putting God on that pedestal.
Amen.
So somebody can see God.
Mm-hmm.
You better know how to do that. You got to be transformed.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
A new person.
Mm-hmm.
A new mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Transformed from being a sinner
mm-hmm.
to a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Transformed. We got to be transformed.
Amen.
So that I can love even my enemy.
Tell it, Pastor.
I can love them.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it was a love and assimilation.
Amen.
A heart that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly, affectionate one towards another, with brotherly love.
Just do it.
So we're going to be kind
mm-hmm.
to people.
Yes.
Even though they weren't kind to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're passing.
Mm-hmm.
So see, we like the world there. Whatever way you treat me, that's the way I'm going to treat you back.
Amen.
But transform person, we're going to have brotherly love and honor, preferring one another.
Mm-hmm.
Our slope and our business with fervent and our spirit serving the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoicing in hope.
Mm-hmm.
Patient in tribulation.
Yes.
Instant in prayer.
Yes.
It's the reason to the necessity of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Giving to hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing them. Which persecute you.
Mm-hmm.
I better say that again. Maybe two more times. Bless them which persecute you.
Tell it, Pastor.
Bless them that persecute you.
Amen.
Bless them that persecute you.
Yes.
You got to be transformed.
Yes, Lord.
Help Amen.
Help us, Lord.
If you can't bless people that have been persecuting you, you need to be transformed.
Yes, Lord.
So that you won't be thinking evil of that person, but think good of them.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Be thankful because you see that God has allowed this to happen to me, so he's getting me ready for his kingdom.
Amen.
And he knows what we need.
Amen.
Yes. I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to get rid of it.
Tell it.
Okay. through using you and others
mm-hmm.
to bless them that persecute you, and don't mm-hmm. curse them.
Amen.
Curse not. Yes.
All right. Don't curse them. Don't curse them.
Don't curse.
Okay. But bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Rejoice with them that rejoice. Weep mm-hmm. with them that weep.
Mm.
Be of the same mind, one toward the mm-hmm. other. Mind not high things, mm. but condescend to a man of low estate.
Mm.
Be not wise
uh-huh.
in your own concept.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stuck up in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a man, don't do evil for evil.
Amen.
Okay. That's the old man.
Yeah.
The untransformed man. But the transformed man will do good for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Provide an honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as you can, live peaceable with all men.
Yes.
You got to try to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Don't just give up on them and don't have nothing else to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to try to live peaceable.
Amen.
With everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Avenge not yourself. Don't get them back. You're not supposed to pay them back. But rather give place to into wrath.
Amen.
For it is written, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
And who's going to repay?
The Lord.
The Lord gonna repay.
The Lord will repay.
Yes.
Okay. Vengeance is the Lord's,
mm-hmm.
not yours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't your business. It ain't your business. It ain't your job.
Amen.
To get some people straightened out.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You just giving the word and not your word.
Amen.
Amen.
And so you give them words, but you didn't give them the God's word.
Tell it, Pastor.
You got to give them God's word and not yours.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's where we get off and go spread. We don't tell them what the word say. We tell them what we want them to hear.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all we do is make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to pass my tire right.
Mm-hmm.
Have your way, Lord.
Okay. So, don't give into wrath, but do what the word said. Vengeance is God, and he will repay, says the Lord.
Amen.
Well, this if thou hunger, if your enemy hungers,
feed him.
You to feed him.
Mm-hmm.
If he thirsts, give him drink.
To drink.
Well, in so doing, what's going to happen?
Uh-huh. Now shall he cold the fire on his head.
On his head. Mm-hmm. Now, you've done all this by doing good.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Transformed person. Going to feed the hunger that your enemy that is hungering. You're going to love them for their evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna love him anyway. Show him the love of God.
Amen.
If he thirsts, you to give him drink. In other words, whatever your enemy needs you to, and you're able to assist him in it, do it. Okay. Don't shun him. Show them love.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yes.
Amen.
Because evil plus evil is double evil.
Amen.
Amen.
One devil plus another devil, two devils.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
God will.
So when they hate you, love them.
Amen.
Right. When they go high, somebody said, you go low. Don't do what they are doing.
Yes.
But we do what the word said do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to be
transformed.
Amen.
And the only way to be transformed is to give you a new mind.
Amen.
Okay. And that new mind is the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say I don't know what mind to get. It's the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. This mind being you that of Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Who showed us how to live and how to be holy. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Good sermon. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all things. Hallelujah.
Meditation. And may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen.